This collective quidlock has made me 3 hours late, and Spacely chewed me out for losing 4 accounts today. What am I upset? Oh, no. Soon I'll be safe at home in the comfort of my family.
Would you have the man of the house home, Mr. J?
Bonjour, Papa.
I sure need your help with my homework, Dad.
I've spent all day cooking your favorite meal, George, dear.
There's no place like home. Man of the house is home, Rosie. Bonjour, Judy. Hey, where's my jacket? Judy!
Can't talk now, Daddy. I'm, studying. Go on, Audrey. Did you kiss him?
Yeah! Where is everyone? I want my slippers.
All right, pretty boy, Pluto, you're under arrest.
Elroy? Orbity?
We're busy, Dad. Watching Captain Zoom.
Jane, what's for supper?
I'm doing my Jane Fondue Photon Aerobic Exercise. You'll have to ionize a frozen dinner for yourself, dear.
What does it take to get some attention around here, huh?
Mea cool. The afternoon holograms are here.
What is a hot air, Rosie?
Me first.
You think maybe they'd notice me if I joined the Planetary Postal Service?
That's my hologram, Elroy.
Expecting a love letter from Ratty Rocket?
Hi, Lunar Lips.
Lunar Lips?
I finished my interstellar concert tour, and...
It's against the law to tamper with someone's hologram.
We're throwing one last blast. Everyone will be there.
I can't wait to see Roddy again. But I can't afford a new dress for the party.
You've been chosen to stay at the exclusive Halley's Comet Hellhaven. Absolutely free.
I've never won anything in my entire life.
There's just one condition. You must sign up to inspect some attractive arid property in the asteroid belt.
Oh, there's always a catch. Erase this junk mail, Rosie.
Furthermore, Mr. Astro Jetson, if elected dog catcher, I promise to sweep our streets clean. Can I count on your vote?
Dog catcher? Erase this, Rosie.
Learn all about Spaceball great Gary Gamma Ray. Super scientist Albert Isotope. Country singer Dolly Parsec. And much, much more. Send for your copy of Who's Who in the Universe today.
Ah, wouldn't it be nice to be famous?
The rest is for you, Mr. J.
More fan mail from my grateful public?
No, just from your grateful bill collectors.
Someday the whole galaxy will know the name of George Jetson.
That's right. Just one more day until the Galactic Expo opens.
Erase it, Orbity. Just more junk mail.
They'll want you to buy something.
No, I like pretty pictures.
It's just a gimmick, Orbity.
We'll have rides, amusements, and displays, plus a special contest.
Here comes the catch.
A contest to find the person who best represents the 21st century. We'll keep the winner's life story inside the Galactic Expo's time capsule for 1,000 years.
Best of the 21st century? A thousand years?
Plus big, big cash prizes.
Cash? I could vacation at Halley's Comet Hellhaven.
I could buy 1,000 outfits for Roddy's big party.
Double plus, an unlimited pass to the Galactic Expo.
Gee, I could go every day for the rest of my life.
But there's only one winner and only one entry per form. So send in the best story of your life before midnight tonight.
I wonder
how I can get that entry form so I can win that contest.
And be named the greatest in the 21st century.
you want to do, Arbity?
Captain Boom!
I have a better idea. I've had lots of great moments in my young life. I just know that one is an award winner.
What would you like to dream about tonight, Elroy? Jungle Hunter? Super Sports Star? Or Rocket Ranger?
Rocket Ranger.
Sleep tight, Elroy.
Good evening, Rocket Ranger. Tonight, your mission is to battle the gas blobs of Beta 3. Look out, Rocket Ranger. There's a swarm of deadly bees on your right.
Astro, I thought you were a swarm of deadly bees. Do you want to wake Mom and Dad up?
Sorry.
I know you're sorry, but what's wrong with you?
Look up there.
That's my rock. How did it get way up there? Look, it's breaking apart.
Hello. Hey, what are you doing?
That really wasn't a rock I picked up on the asteroid, was it? It was an egg. You were inside an egg. Jumping Jupiter. This is even better than I thought. Astro, stop that. You go sleep in the kitchen tonight. You can come down now. Astro won't hurt you. My name is Elroy. Do you have a name?
Hey, my name's Orbity.
You're an Orbity?
Uh-huh.
Well, welcome to Earth. Wow, just wait till I show you off tomorrow morning. Now, don't go away. Good night, Orbity. What should I send to that time capsule contest?
Elroy Jetson! Is Orbity in there with you? I need to see him for a minute!
Uh-oh. I bet she's after your contest entry form. Just remember, we're pals, and I get it first.
I'll tell Daddy!
Cool your retros, will you?
Honestly, I'd never lock my own family out of my room. Come on, Orbity. Di-Di and I were just remembering the greatest moments of my life. I thought you might like to see some of them.
Judy, what are you doing home?
Dying of absolute loneliness and humiliation, Herbie.
It's Curly.
Whatever.
Yeah, but what about your surprise birthday party?
The big surprise was no birthday party.
Wow, that's a real downer. I'm sorry, Judy. Well, I was just calling to see if I could drop off a small gift.
Really? How fast can you get here?
I'll be there at the speed of light.
Oh, Curly, how thoughtful.
It isn't much. It's the Chartbuster of video verse. There once was a lady from Niger who rode with a smile on a tiger. They came back from the ride with the lady inside and a smile on the face of the tiger.
Too corny?
Oh, no way. I'm wild about old limericks, Curly. You're a crack-up. I needed a good laugh tonight.
There once was a student named Bright whose speed was much faster than light. She set out one day in a relative way and returned on a previous night. Oh, I kill me.
And here's one of my own limericks.
Oh, Curly, this is so cute.
There's a girl in my class named Judy, our school's most popular cutie. Though I'm no flashy guy, I still gotta try. So I'll ask her out to a movie?
You got it, Curly. That's the sweetest invite I've ever had. Thanks for brightening my day, Curly. I feel a lot better now. But still, I just can't believe my family would entirely ignore my birthday. We're a pretty tight unit, but, gee, not even one little happy birthday. Not even one.
Surprise! Happy birthday, Judy!
Oh, thank you, everyone. This is a real surprise. I knew you couldn't forget. This is a beautiful party.
And you deserve it. Judy, you're the greatest.
Good thing your folks called us, Judy.
Yeah, we almost forgot your birthday.
We would have missed a big party.
Thanks, guys. I'm just glad to see all my friends.
Come on, let's kick this party into high.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I promised Curly. We don't always pick our friends. Sometimes they pick us. Thanks, Curly.
Good stars, Judy.
Ah, just as I thought. That's my contest entry form.
Your entry form? I think that is Orbity's decision.
My stories are better than yours.
Are not.
Are two.
Knock, knock.
Two.
I was just going to call you. I was telling Rosie here that if I were entering that time capsule contest, I know just the stories that would win. Tell me what you think.
I remember my sorority roommate, Mimsy Borgrove. It was no secret which man she thought I should marry. Flash Flotsam or George Jetson?
You're comparing a 10 to a minus 2?
Aren't you exaggerating just a little?
Are you serious? On one hand, you got a guy with a great physique, a beautiful car, and loads of money. Then there's George Jetson.
Well, they both invited me to dinner tonight.
Great. Then it's either Dutch treat at McGalaxy's or sky's the limit at the poshest restaurant in the universe. Aha! The magic moment. Will it be the tiger or the turkey? Flash!
Darling, you're on your way to a perfect evening. Flowers, candy, and me.
How'd you get around to picking the minus two?
Well, in his own quiet way, your father was pretty resourceful.
Well, after I fueled up my jets, and Mimsy stopped growling and told me where they'd gone...
Pardon, monsieur, but do you have a reservation?
No, but I have a girlfriend, and she's in here with a perfect 10.
I'm so sorry, but if the perfect 10 has a reservation, then he stays, and you go. Francois?
Hey, I'm not afraid of anyone named Francois, but I will be from now on. It was a minor setback, but I had a plan. Oui, plum de matin. So sorry, late for work. Crepe Suzette, au revoir.
There's something odd about that word there.
Jetson is a nice enough boy, but he's like a dead asteroid fizzing aimlessly off into space. But I am a man of vision. And that vision includes building a universe of my own with you as my queen. A queen more beautiful than the moon and the stars.
I must say the words sound very romantic, Flash.
The words are but an echo of my feelings, my darling.
Poulet à la Pluto.
Get lost. Darling, words are but a...
Soufflé à la Martian marshmallows.
I didn't order souffle.
Ah, monsieur! Try it. You'll like it.
What kind of a waiter are you?
The kind that's in love with you.
George?
Jetson, you've asked for it.
I'm not afraid of anyone named Flash. That's the second name I changed my mind about.
You're going to get us killed.
Not till after I've rescued you.
Jane!
Oh! Don't worry, Jane. Watch this.
Want to hear more?
Orbiting.
I'm sure you do. Well...
How's that feel, Orbity?
Humpty-wumpty.
I have a little presentation for you to see. Orbity, this is my life.
Well, so long, honey. You got a goodbye kiss for your super husband?
George!
Sorry, dear.
George, if you do that again, I'm going home to Mother.
Well, if you do, I can throw you there.
George, we have to get you back to normal. I know. I'll track down that nebulous nifty robot so we can get a replacement Thinko.
No rush. No rush at all. In fact, don't bother. This is going to be the greatest day of my life. Bye-bye, Jane.
Whoops. Maybe I'd better press the starter for you.
Don't worry. I'll press it very gently.
George, be careful. Now look what you've done to our car.
God. Hey, who needs a space car? I forgot. I'm Super George! Boy, this is living.
Hey, what's that?
Looks like a man flying.
Have a nice day. Oops, sorry.
It's Super Guy!
Yay! Yay!
Hi, kids. You want to see a trick?
Yes, Super Guy!
Okay. Now you see a jungle gym. And now you see a horse.
Yay!
Presto, back to a jungle gym.
Yay!
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, come down from there. Oh, please. Somebody help me with my kitty.
Aha! Judy calls. It's what any of those super types would do. Something I can help you with, ma'am?
Yes. My poor Pookums is stranded up in that tree.
Allow me. Uh-oh, the water pipe. Super George, away!
George Jetson, I was talking to Orbity.
Talking, huh? You were going to secretly enter the contest.
He promised I could use his entry form.
He liked my stories best of all.
Well, Orbity?
Send my stories off immediately, Rosie.
Me too. Here's mine.
Here, Rosie.
What now? Which one do we send?
Dear, what's wrong with me? My mind just isn't on cooking breakfast.
Yuck. I'm so tired I can't even shave right.
I didn't get a wink of beauty sleep last night.
I can't go to school. I feel awful.
I know what's wrong.
I didn't sleep well.
Because of the way I acted last night.
About that stupid time capsule contest.
I've got to stop Rosie!
Rosie, give me my entry back.
Mine too.
Us too.
Sorry, folks. Too late.
Oh no!
The Galactic Expo judges are pleased to announce you are the finalist in their time capsule contest.
But which one of us?
George, Jane, Judy, and Elroy Jetson report to Exposition Hall tonight.
Jane, I acted selfishly last night. I hope you win.
But you had better stories, George.
Will you let me borrow your lifetime pass, Elroy?
Gee, Judy, I'm sure you're gonna win.
Rosie, I thought there was only one entry performed.
We took care of everything, Mr. J.
The finalists, ladies and gentlemen, for curing dandruff, adopting hundreds of stranded space pets, writing 3 bestsellers, and calling his mother twice a week, the winner of the time capsule contest and the number one citizen of the 21st century is Milo McCrockett. But that's not all, folks. We have created a special category for the number one family of the 21st century, the Jetsons.
I electronically combined all your entries to make one entry.
Meet George Jetson and his boy, Elroy.
That song's the spaciest, hey, Dad?
Sure is. Daughter Judy?
Oh, that's me!
Jane, his wife?
It's beautiful.